It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, it's me, Matt Seal. Welcome to the Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club on the Thursday morning. It's great, we've got somebody very different from our usual author, because we have an empowerment coach, somebody she does frequency tours, she does all sorts of things, and of course she is an author as well, and that is Kate Rawding. And we have Jackie in with us. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
So, Jackie, what can you tell me about Kate, other than the fact that she's obviously just an awesome person?
Oh, she absolutely is. I first met Kate at the Love Dean Writers Group after she'd written a series of books for young adults, but she's gone on to do so many different things. She's widened out her creative skills, and I mean, as you mentioned, she does lots of community groups that she helps coach. She's a co-founder, actually. She's brought about many groups. She's a teacher and a reader of oracle cards, and a healer and an access consciousness practitioner, which I can't say, I need my teeth in. So first of all, I'd like to hone in on the oracle cards to begin with. Like, could you just tell us what is an oracle card, and how did you come to create your own cards?
So oracle cards are a way of us finding solutions. So we can look at one of the oracle cards, and I'll do a little reading with you later if you like. And I co-created these with a guy called Sheldon Carroll, who's a graphic designer, who's got ADHD and autism, actually. And so we've used our cards. They're very feminine and masculine, and they're a tool for us to be able to find solutions and get daily guidance. They're nothing like tarot at all, the complete opposite to tarot. They're very gentle. They're very much about our emotional well-being. So I use them as an aid when I'm coaching.
Yeah. So we're saying they're not like tarot, but you're saying you do reading. So this is more, they're more like a visual aid,
yes,
for counselling than
they
anything
are.
Else.
Exactly that. Right. They're a visual aid for counselling. And the reason that I got into these was because I'd seen other oracle packs, and I really wanted to create my own that identified again with ADHD and autism and some of the traits. And most of them are very, very feminine, so they'll be fairy and there'll be flowers. And I wanted to create something that included men as well as women to use them. So as a writer, I wanted to create the booklet, and in that there's a lot of empowerment tools and wisdom and things that I've learned along the way in my coaching practice.
And they're beautiful to look at. The designs, Kate's brought a few in for us to look at, and the designs are absolutely stunning.
Yeah, they are. Thank visually you. Gorgeous cards.
They really are. So I know I've seen a few videos on Facebook, though, where you do cards and you get them. So when people watch your videos, what are they expecting to find? I mean, what do they go to you thinking that you might help them with?
Often they'll come to me because they may have a block, or they may have a decision or something in life where they're feeling a bit stuck or a bit limited, and they just want a little bit of guidance. And as I say, from that's more about their emotional well-being.
Yes.
And limited, I don't know, they might have, as we all have had, conditioning and things in life, things that are holding them back. Mm-hmm. So they want help to kind of push through boundaries and into, making informed decisions and moving forward.
Yeah, so we're not really talking about predicting the future,
no,
or anything like
all.
That. It's more about unlocking things within yourself to be able to move forward in your life.
Yes, exactly that. So, for example, with the growth card we have here, which is an eye with a tree coming out of it and lots of colour and a waterfall, this is about release and allowing yourself to look at things that are holding you back and own those and gently move forward with them. So we're not predicting, we're just looking at what's actually happening in the here and now.
Yeah, so it's sort of an encouragement to expand your potential in a way.
Yes.
That sort of thing.
Yes.
And I know you mentioned that you're creating a course of some sort with your friend John Routon.
Yep, so John Routon is an intuitive photographer. He's also a teacher and very, very good at tech, which is not my forte, the tech. So very grateful to have John on board. We're called Blue Sky Creators, and we've created this oracle course. We did it in person first, and you don't have to be the next Picasso. It's very much you can use images that you get off of the internet. You can actually draw. Someone did hand drawings, photography, I use a graphic designer to co-create mine, but you can get so much free stuff from online, and we show people how to create their cards, and then I help them with the writing so they can actually start with an idea, you know, this flash in the pan and go through the whole process. And you know how amazing that is to have an idea of a book.
Yes.
And then just to write it and it be given to you.
Yes. And it's a similar process to writing any sort of novels or short stories. You have to get the process right.
Yeah.
But then you can expand it and you can go off in so many different directions.
Yeah.
So is this the book for the course
This is my booklet for my cards. But with the course, John has actually created an app so people can literally put their cards, once they've made them with help, into this app. They can write their descriptions with help and put it in the app. So we're both there to support, but it is online, this course.
Right. I mean, these cards that you've got, they look more like paintings. They're absolutely incredible. But when people make their own cards, presumably it doesn't really matter to artistic ability.
Exactly.
It's more about unlocking what's in the mind and getting it down onto a different format, thinking about it in a different way.
Yes, so I'm just in the process of creating another pack on my own, and this is abstract art. So even if you just sort of throw some paint on a piece of paper, it's what you see in it and what another person sees in it. Yeah. So it really doesn't have to be anything perfect.
Right. I think we should stop for a bit of music here and throw a load of paint at the wall and things.
I don't think they'd be very pleased.
No, it took me ages to do that wall, I wouldn't dare. Right, we should be back now after this bit of music, though. Welcome back. And we decided, rather than throw things at the wall, which would get us in trouble, let's be fair, I've been learning new words. And I've just learned the phrase Ikigai, which is a Japanese phrase, and basically means what your worth is. So I suppose you better tell us why we're talking about that.
So I use this as part of empowerment coaching. So it is where we look at what we love, what we're good at, what we can be paid for, and what the world needs, and we put all of those together to create our Ikigai. And it is, for example, with you, Jackie, obviously you're very good at communicating, you're very good at creating.
Really?
What else are you good at?
What else am I good at? Talking.
Yes. Oh,
no.
I know. So I'm such a
so this
show
is
person.
Perfect. What you're doing here, though, if you were to put your things together, this would be perfect for you as an Ikigai.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. I think also it takes almost this long, and I'm old, folks, to work out what you like, what you get fulfillment from, and what you actually are good at. Because a lot of the time, when we're younger, we're channeled into working for a living, which of course we all have to do, but it's not always very fulfilling. It's not always necessarily what you're good at.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good thing to introduce and think about. And the other thing, I know Kate's got such a long list of what she does and the things that she's skilled at and the different things she's been into lately. I don't know where to go next, but I'm interested in these empowerment sessions and what that means.
So it's very client-led, but it's a mixture. If someone comes to see me, I may do some work with oracle cards as a prompt for people to open up. I may do healing. I may do access consciousness, is where we touch different points on the head. We have like an implant band here. And I don't know, you know, sometimes we'll rub behind our ear just automatically to calm ourselves. And that's actually one of the points.
Right.
So we use these points on the head along with a clearing statement. And that's a really useful tool. And also talking through and tools and creating, you know, ways of moving through limiting beliefs. So it really is client led, but basically it is bursting through limiting beliefs and finding the gold in a person. And I find I mainly work with women, and so many women will come along with low self-worth and low self-esteem and think they have very little skills when they have lots of skills. It's just conditioning, whether it's parental or environmental, societal, that has downtrodden them. So it's bringing the gold out of people.
So what would be an example of a clearing statement? Because that sounds quite like the affirmations I did when I was counselling.
It's going to sound really strange if I give you the clearing statement, but I can. We talk it, Pod and Poc is a very short version, which is point of destruction in something and point of creation.
Right.
But we talk about all of life comes to me with ease, joy and glory. What can I undo and uncreate? Good and bad, right and wrong. And then it goes into some stuff that sounds very strange. But it's basically where sometimes we will hang on to something because we've been told it's good, but it isn't necessarily good for us. So it's clearing things that are now outdated and holding us back. So we use the clearing statement alongside different points on the head, and then someone might, it just spurs a particular thing they become aware of. That I've been taught to be a good girl growing up, so therefore I can't break through from that and do give myself a permission slip to actually do what it is I want to do.
Yeah, and question things.
And question things.
Because I think, I mean, I know everyone through education has a different experience, but a lot of it, I think, squashes that down, doesn't it? Because you are moulded into a particular way. It makes it easier to cram all this information in. But I think a lot of the time we're we're told different things, or we take different lessons from those teachings, and they're not always the right thing, and we take them as gospel. And it's only later when we go and we get experience in life and different situations that we start unpicking those. So I suppose that's the sort of way you're going with that.
It's questioning conditioning once you're aware. You have to be aware of the conditioning in the first place.
Oh, that's so interesting. And I know one of the things you talked about earlier was the different groups that you
So I used to run Haven't Wellbeing Group. Someone's taken that over now, where we'd have different people come in and talk to the community, and a lot of people would come there. There was a lot of older people that would come out there, and it was like a meeting place for them to get out the house and just listen to wellbeing and health related topics. So I've also a co-founder of Bring the Vibe, Bring the Community Vibe, with John Relton and Ali Jones. And we have foraging trips, and we talk about home education. Wow. We have people from within the community talk as well, and meetups. We've got one, a Yule one in Northney in December. So if anyone wants any more information, they can contact me on Facebook, Kate Rawding, or my email is katerawding@gmail.com So it's just a place for people, like-minded people, to come together and have some support and learn new things. We had one lady come in and talk about chickens. It was fascinating. Honestly, it was. It was so fascinating. All these little tips about how to keep chickens. It was awesome. So lots of different...
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got a wide spectrum of things that people want. So they're coming in for a bit of social interaction. Also a bit of support. And belief, really, in what and where they go forward with different projects.
And the knowledge, like some of the people that forage, like Ali, she has so much knowledge about herbs and things and how they can be used naturally, homeopathically for us. So, yeah, there's a huge amount of knowledge and wisdom in the group. And at the moment, we were at Haven't Rugby Club, and we used to give them a donation. I know. A donation. I didn't notice, Jackie.
Of course you didn't.
But now people are doing it in their homes. As I say, we've got this one in Northney. So, yeah, Bring the Community Vibe. But we also had Alfie's Art come in, and they're a beautiful charity in Lee Park. And we did, John did a video for them, and I interviewed him. And they've got a charity shop, which is a beautiful hub where people can go, and they've got a little cafe there.
And where is that?
That's in Lee Park.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in Lee Park. It's near where you do the training there. There's like a training place, and it's near there.
Okay. And that is like a drop-in thing,
that's like
it?
Yeah, you can just drop in. He's so supportive, the guy there. But they also go out and collect all the food that is going out of date, or the supermarkets are going to throw out, and they take it to different homeless places as well. A beautiful organisation that do so much good in the community.
Do you know, I think Portsmouth is really good for that. I moved here only 11 years ago, and I've been really impressed with how the different communities support people that are either homeless or like that. They're very kind. I've found a lot of kindness and support in Portsmouth.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll come back in a minute and talk to Kate, because there's so much more to say. But
there is, but you picked a piece of music.
I did choose some music.
Yes, and I love the choice here, because I think you've given us permission to feel good, haven't you?
Yes. That's
which
it.
Is great. That's a permission to feel good. So here's Everybody's Free from Rosanna. So, having been given permission for us all to feel good, which is brilliant, one of the things Kate does is she goes out into nature and does these frequency tours where you go and sort of commune with the land a bit and generally feel great about yourself. But I'm actually quite interested in this book that you've got along with your cards, because it seems to me this has got a lot of good advice and things for unlocking your potential. And so, do you want to tell us a bit about what you've got in there?
Yeah, thank you. So I created the booklet so people could sort of learn how to ask questions. So, for example, instead of asking a yes or no question, try to gain a deeper understanding of your next step of inspired action and empowered understanding. So you would sit in a quiet place and just tune into any blocks or issues you may be aware you're facing. Without judgment and kindness, we need to learn to be kind to ourselves, especially if we've made mistakes.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
And just ask that you receive clarity, or it may be that you are looking for a little guidance along your path. So set your own intention for the reading, and some possible questions is, what do I need to know for the best outcome? What do I need to change in order to improve things? And what does my highest self seek to do next?
And what's this book called, Kate?
This is called Energetic Whispers. So this goes along with the Oracle Pack. So
right.
They come together.
Okay.
And here's just an example of Almost There, which is an image of a boy in a tunnel, just about to head out into the sunlight. So is your next step seen as an opportunity for expansion and exciting new beginnings, or based in fear and dread? Study the image. What grabs hold of your heart and mind? Are your eyes drawn to the innocence of the curious child? Has the harshness of life, like the metal of the tunnel, worn you down and scraped away your inner being? Are you feeling afraid to take the last few steps to freedom? Look at the softness nature offers you in its unbridled and unconditional love. The sun warming and lighting the way for you. Whatever your story has been, you can change it in a heartbeat. What, if anything, is holding you back? And then we go into a lot of deeper levels of what you're choosing in life, but that's just a short...
So these cards deal with your emotional well-being.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to support here.
Yes, and to ask people to ask questions, because it's only sometimes in doing that that we can reveal, can't we, patterns of behaviour that maybe are comfortable but not necessarily...
Helpful.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love the visual imagery in that as well. That does really make you think. I was just sort of imagining it as you were saying that, and it does make you stop and think in a different way.
Thank you.
Well, what you've done there is almost combine the visual images and that sort of artwork with writing, with the creative side of writing.
Yes.
So you're working on both sides of the coin there, aren't you, Kate?
Yes, because I don't know about you, Jackie, but you can go into an art museum, can't you, or even see a bit of graffiti on
Absolutely.
The wall, and you can be really captured by one small part of that, and that can take you back to your childhood or can remind you of something. It's so powerful imagery, and it's a really good combination between the writing and the imagery.
What I really love with that, though, is that you've got the guidance notes there as well to kind of prompt you what to think about. And I think that sometimes that's what's missing when I go to an art gallery, is I love looking at the artwork and I think, but I don't know what the artist was trying to get me to think about.
Thank you.
But then that's interpretation, because it can be different. Mm. Different people will look at the same bit of art and see different things. But I think the main thing I've taken from that, Kate, is you asking yourself those questions.
Yes.
Which most of the time we don't stop and do. We don't take that time, do we?
No, it's like a little workbook. If you're stuck and you've chosen that particular card, it's a little workbook to probe a little deeper. Why am I afraid to take the next step?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can see how a lot of that is going to be really valuable and helpful for people as well. But unfortunately, we haven't got any time left because we've used all our time up. But do you want to just remind us of your best way to get in contact with you again?
Yeah, so if you contact me on Facebook or Instagram, it's Kate Rawding, KateRawding. And then I can steer you towards John Railton for photography and frequency tours and the Oracle course if you're interested, mm-hmm. or empowerment coaching.
Brilliant.
I've just loved the conversation today, Kate, because it's I find all this so interesting, and it's fascinating.
Mm. Well, thank you for inviting me, Jackie.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Kate.
Cheers.
And we're mentioning about not having a lot of time. We're pleased to know that very soon we will be having our own slot on a Sunday. I shall tell you more about that in the next episode. But we ought to tell people that the Speak Volumes, which would normally happen on the fourth Wednesday of the month, which now isn't happening, has now got a new date and a new venue, hasn't it, Jackie?
Yes, we're really excited because we're going to restart the Speak Volumes meetings. That's the face-to-face meetings for the PAC group, on the 11th of November, and it's going to be a new venue, lovely venue in Southsea Cinema and Arts Centre, which is right on the corner, and it will be starting at 6:30, so it would be lovely to see lots of people at this new venue.
So that's 6:30 on the 11th of November.
Yes.
Brilliant. Well, thank you everybody for joining us, and we look forward to chatting to you again next time. So until then, keep writing.